that he couldn't put two and two together. And it's probably something super easy, too. If he changed ISPs, it's probably something to do with the IP schema or the WAN IP for that port or something dumb that he could probably fix had he paid attention.
Good afternoon. 16.
Well, the guy is like, well, what's the MAC address of the device or the IP address of the device? I'm like, I don't know. It's probably dynamic. I said, but it doesn't matter now. I said, we moved it over to a non-proprietary switch. I said, to an unrestricted port on your router. I said, after I did that, dynamic IP, and boom, it started working. So that's where we're going to leave it. And if it dies there, then it's your problem again.